official press release will go out on Wednesday, but yeah, it's already out in the media now. There's no point posturing, right? Yeah. Waiting 2 days. So
sure.
That's kind of where we're at.
It's not important news. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, Cam, we're done. That the club's taking the Mem Cup bid now and maybe focusing on 2023. How do you address that?
Yeah, you know, we haven't thought about it too much while training camp is on. We're focused on this club, but it's true. I know that the bid committee has been working on this now for a few months. There's been a lot going on behind the scenes and under the radar in terms of assessing what our bid would look like for 2020 and whether or not we think it's the right year to go. And I know that the bid committee has determined that they're going to focus on 2023.
Yeah. What were some of the factors, though, that went into this?
I think the biggest thing overall, the consensus was two main things that I think people have to keep in mind when they're hosting a Memorial Cup. The first is that it's a once-in-a-generation opportunity for a community to host it. Every hockey generation gets one shot at it, and everybody wants to be the very, very best. Not just win the bid, but win the bid in a way that the Memorial Cup you put on is the best one that's ever been put on. And I think we're close. I think it's possible we could win this bid for 2020. But the truth of it is there are a number of boxes that I think we will tick much, much better 2-3 years down the road. Everything from our club and, you know, the building of the club, although that's a secondary issue for us. I think we'd be competitive in 2020. But the venue, there's some changes we want to make to the arena that would enhance it for the fans and for everybody. And the community. You know, we are just about to embark on a wonderful World Junior tournament, and it's a significant ask of our fans to buck up every year for season tickets, which they do, and our base grows every year, and then go to that market and ask them to pay not an insignificant amount for World Juniors, which is a big tournament, and then ask them again the following season to buck up again for a big tournament like the Memorial Cup. You know, those things are all factors I think we could overcome, but when you combine them all together, we have to think about the, you know, the reality of the very best time to bid.
Sense of disappointment among the people?
Yeah, there's always a sense of disappointment, mostly because you never know from year to year, you know, whether you're going to be a part of it. I mean, as a general manager or a coach, you know, you want to do everything right now. We want to win the championship this year. You know, nobody wants to rebuild and think about the future. The reality is, and, you know, we spent a lot of time. I know John Wilson, who's the head of the bid committee, Darren Parker, the vice chair, the folks at Victoria Tourism, you know, we agonized over it, spent a lot of time, you know, deciding whether or not it was the right thing. It's clearly the right thing to do, but the real thing is convincing ourselves, you know, that we have to delay the gratification.
Mm-hmm. Any silver lining to this? Anything you can learn to move forward?
Oh, so many silver linings. You know, I think the biggest thing for me is the way that it, you know, all of the work that's been done. There was an enormous amount of work done behind the scenes on this. Our relationships have grown with guys like John Wilson and the business community, the tourism industry, Tourism Victoria, Paul Nursey, Keith Wells, everyone with the hotel groups, the Canadian Forces, the mayor. It was just a wonderful outpouring of support and cooperation. And I think those relationships have been so enhanced that we've got a foundation for going forward in 2023.
And just looking at the team this year, Cam, I mean, we all know that you have still the overage situation to deal with, but what's your thoughts so far on the group you have here moving forward?
Yeah, you know, just watching them today, really getting up to speed in main training camp, it's nice to see what some of the young guys look like, you know. The idea of junior hockey is it's all renewal every year. You know, you peel off those guys that have been big parts of your club, the Tyler Soys and the Chaz Redekops, and you think, well, who's going to replace those guys? Who are going to be the big Royals players that we lean on? And just looking out there now and seeing these guys, Igor Martinov and Dino Kambites and our new player, Philip Schultz, just terrific. You know, I'm more enamored with the fact that we're on the ice again and we can talk about hockey, but it's been it's going to be an interesting year. We're going to be a very young team, and there are a lot of players who are pushing for roster spots because there are open spots this year.
And now not having the bid in 2020, does that change now the way that you are going to be making moves?
Well, it depends. You know, I think as we got close, if we were going to be a Memorial Cup host team in 2020, and, you know, it was by no means a sure thing. There's lots of good bidding clubs out there. It does change your focus. You know, you're exceptionally careful not to make a change that will undermine the competitiveness of that club. But overall, you know, the job of a manager is to make the team competitive every year and give every group of guys a chance to win a championship. So it's easy to say no, but I think the truth of it is you'd always have your eye on that. Yeah.
And then finally, something for the fans about the inter-squad game coming up Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. I think the best thing about the inter-squad game is, we get to see these guys that you've been cheering for all this time, a year older, bigger, faster, stronger, and the young guys that are just coming up are finally able to show what they can do. People will be introduced to some new names, and it's very exciting. For me, the most exciting thing is I think it's $2 hot dogs, so that's always a big draw for me. But Wednesday night will be a lot of fun. It's nice to get back into the arena here and get some energy in the building.
Thanks, Cam.
Anytime.